100th show.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I thought what we'd do before we play the music, we would have a what's known as a production meeting, because we've never had one before. And I mean, I know when we started, you said, "Oh, we'll have a production meeting." Oh, and I said, "No, we won't."
No.
So what we want to do is so that you've become a bit diverse. And every time I mention something, you go off on a tangent and you're confusing me and the Rocket here and some of our listeners. So it's entertaining, Don. But so have you got any topics that I tell you, this is what I'm.
Is this bloody mic on?
No, we haven't played the music yet.
I know that, but that doesn't mean we're not on. Are we on or not?
No, we're doing a production meeting.
We're doing a fucking
production meeting. You've got it. Why have you changed?
Because I want to know so that we can get some topics out and speak about them and then move on to the next one.
Geez, I thought we had to be informal.
Well, we're being informal, Don, but I started off last week talking about buying some...
Yeah, but it lacks spontaneity.
So Mick Sheehan's...
Come on, let's go.
Mick Sheehan, hang on. I'm telling you what I'm going to speak about.
Why? No, I don't want to know what you're speaking about.
Well, then, I'm going to ask you this, Don. So when we start...
Shit, you've upset me.
Don, when we start, would it be possible... I'll get a topic and I'll try and exhaust it. You interject if you like, but then we'll move on to another topic rather than bouncing around. I said something about coffee at Mick Sheehan's son's horse to water, and you said coffee. I've had coffee before down at. So whether you've had coffee has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Right.
So you're ready.
Right.
So hit the thing. Now we're on.
So you got topics, Don?
Yeah, I have.
What do you got?
Yeah, what have you got?
I've got a lot.
Well, so this is how production meeting goes.
So you've got a list, though? You're not going to get the shits at the end of this?
Right. Sorry?
You know, you're not going to get the shits at the end. I didn't get any of my topics away.
Oh, don't give me that. I never say that.
You say it every time we do
Bullshit.
It. Shit. All right, well, this was one of the things Dr. Fordham said.
Who, doctor?
Oh, if you ask who Dr. Fordham is again, Ben Fordham said...
How's he going?
He's going well. He said, why don't you have a bit of a meeting so Don is au fait with what you're going to speak about, and then he can not bounce around from topic. So go through the... Here we are. We're listening. Do you want to start yet?
No, just hang on. I'm just getting...
Just a minute, Don. You take your time. Well, while you're getting that... Mick Sheehan's on the front bar tonight. I wonder.
Oh, tomorrow night. Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night. And Andy
Have you
Marr.
Been on that?
No, of course I haven't. And Why Andy not? Marr gave Andy Marr, who I think is on it, gave Mick a nice kicking when we did the Windmar thing. And why would
did he really?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Why would he be going on? Let's hope he might say to Andy.
Mick will shit himself.
Mick.
He'll shit himself.
Hang on, Don. Mick, let's hope Mick says. I see, Andy, you jumped right in about the Windmar thing. I said completely civil and genuine discussion from three people about why Nicky Windmar might have lifted his jumper, and you jumped. Why wouldn't he belt him on air?
Let's start.
Mick.
We're going to start. Yeah. Ready? Here we go.
And then I've got the
Here
G.
Shush.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Don.
What are you starting with?
Don. This is our 100th episode, right? And
hey, listen, it's not doing too well, this show. I mean, I think it's doing all right.
Now, which one is it?
What do you mean?
Is it not doing too well, or you think it's doing all right?
We've done 4.5 million.
So it's doing well?
Well, I think it's doing all right.
I'll check the numbers.
So Don, people wouldn't be privy to the production meeting we've just had before we came on, but I said to you, we'll have a production meeting for the first time ever so that when I mention a topic, you don't bounce onto another topic so until we exhaust it. You've done exactly that now. I just said, this is our 100th show and then you said, people said, aren't we not doing too well?
No, I said we're doing well.
Oh, I thought you said...
Someone said we're doing well.
Oh, someone said.
Yeah.
Well, So you've bounced onto another topic already before I've even...
You wanted it to be informal. You didn't like production meetings. Why have you changed after 100
shows? Informality is the key to this, Don. But if we can just exhaust one topic rather than bouncing onto another because you think you have a word association with cars or trucks or coffee or planes, and then we go off on a completely different tangent and people say, how did we get onto that in the first place? Can I tell you about planes for a start? What?
4.6 million downloads, 71,400 listeners last week.
How many?
71,400.
Wow. I remember when we started, 400 the first week, 200.
400 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so...
71,000.
So Don.
400.
That's not bad, is it?
That's good.
So Don.
We normally do about 75.
71? 75?
Yeah, we had a long...
You're joking. There's something going on here, you know.
What?
Something I can't explain.
There go the topics.
No, I was thinking this other way.
Okay, well, okay.
You know how people start to ring in and give you topics now? Or
no,
when I told you about the car, you know, my neighbour's car being stolen.
Yes.
You know, everything was
on
social
media. Oh, we thought we saw it, didn't we?
We did. We
saw it.
Well, it's gone off social media now.
We saw it.
Bullshit.
We saw the type of car, like it was a dual cab with a tray on the back and it had a bull bar.
Yeah, big bull bar, big fat tyres.
Yeah, we saw it.
Where were we?
We were up looking for a house for Rocket up at...
Right. It hangs around Pakenham and Cranbourne.
This was in
Kew.
It was in Kew. It had strayed.
Why would it be
in Kew? Straight away I said, I think that's Don's car.
Yeah.
Well... I found it interesting. There's no reports on social media this last week since we mentioned it. Do you think
there's people none?
No.
On Crime Stoppers?
No. So, well, these kids share the social media and that's where it pops up. It's been seen here and seen there, but it hasn't been seen the last week.
It's in Kew now. No one's around there.
So we don't have any listeners in Kew.
Okay.
Ollie and Cranbourne.
Can I talk about the production meeting.
So on Saturday, we went to look at a house.
I heard this.
And our mate here says...
In Parkville.
And as we walk out of the place, Sam says, we walk out, right? And the place was a shit house. It looked lovely, but it was too much work.
Did you tell the owners it's shit house?
No, and then... No, because we went there as a potential project to,
Who? Flip. You and who?
Well, me and Bugalo's come along.
Is he going to build, do it
no,
with you?
No, well, it depends if I run out of money. Anyway, he goes, now,
this?
You've asked me for my opinion, and I hadn't asked him for his opinion.
No, that's not right.
I got his opinion 40 freaking times.
The Rocket's delusional. The Rocket's fractious. He's as touchy as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
He's trying to hit with a sun brush. We're driving Don.
Don, when he's in a slightly shitty mood, I'm a bit evil and like to niggle him, right?
Why?
Because it just makes me laugh, right? Oh. So we're driving and he picked me up from my place and we're driving back here. And he went a different way to the way that I go. So I genuinely said to him, why don't you turn left at blah? And he said, why don't you go and get fucked?
Well, that's fair enough, Todd.
You don't tell him what to do. You've not got to know
I'm driving there.
Asking the Rocket, a genuine question.
The Rocket seems to think I've never driven from his place back to the warehouse here where we do the podcast. And he was telling me the way to go. I do it every single day and I know how to beat the traffic. And he says, why don't you go this way?
No,
I said, why don't
like
you
that.
Get fucked?
Oh, didn't you?
No, Don. How is this a topic?
The Bobsey twins have had a blue, have they?
How is this a topic? The production meeting
twins.
Is just...
And hang on, and then... After Parkville, we went to Ligon Street and he went into this shop... Right, it was all
but hang
crystals.
On, you're not allowed in the shops, are you?
Yeah. It's like they're open, right? He went in this shop and it was all crystals and stuff, right? He went to go
crystals?
And see. He's tarot card reader.
Oh, bullshit. You're not. You are.
Don.
Did you go to...
Don.
And she wasn't in.
Don.
Oh, you're not serious.
I said
no,
to her, if she was
I'm
any
not.
Good, she would have known he was coming in.
Yeah, no.
Oh, funny. That was a good one, wasn't it?
I told him on the day it was funny what he said. I said, that's very clever.
That was very fun.
Got his tarot cards read.
And the Rocket's gradually massaging his... He's gone firm here. He's so excited and happy with himself, he's actually got a hard on.
Well,
he's going to have to push himself back on the table. The coffee
shop owner is still doubtful. He worries about him sitting at the table.
That's not true.
It is. He said you watch all the women walk by and he's worried.
I do not.
You don't say anything. He thinks, what's he doing here? And he thinks you're a little bit...
Last one, Don, for you, and then I'll shut up. I promise everyone.
Why everyone?
I had a rumour last night that a man was seen in an old Mustang in Clarendon Street on his own at night, eating a pizza, reading the paper with a miner's light on his head.
Is that the same man that was down at the Brighton Beach reading the paper and Ross Smith walked by and said, "G'day, John," and they engaged in conversation and John said he was never down at Brighton Beach reading the paper.
Can you imagine that? A bloke just sitting on his own in his car with a miner's light on his head, reading the paper, eating a pizza.
You haven't got a gun licence, have you?
I'm worried about it.
As a matter of fact, I have, Don.
Have you got firearms?
What?
Have you got your firearms?
Can I ask you a simple question, Don? Why would I have a gun licence if I don't have a firearm?
Well, I'd be handing the guns in because I think you're a case.
I'll turn it up.
He sits around by himself.
It's weird, but it's not life-threatening.
Hang on. Oh, it is if you're out there by yourself reading. That's strange.
Just a minute, Don.
That's a lonely man. Don, that's a very lonely, strange man.
Don, are you suggesting... Are you suggesting, Don, that I have a gun licence and a gun and the way... Because I'm sitting in my car eating up... The Rocket's taken this completely out of context, but I'll go on with it for I'm going to explain the first two things you've said. Right. One about looking at the place in Parkville. The Rocket, he walks in there like a cat with a bowl of cream. He says, look at this, we're going to develop this joint. This is an ex-university fraternity building.
Fraternity? Boarding house, was it?
No, it's the old music school of Melbourne University.
Oh. Well, it's an old university building and the Rocket saw a chance to develop it and make it into...
Must have plenty of money.
The Rocket saw a chance to develop it into, in conjunction with... Injunction with Architect Dad and me just trailing along behind, he thought we'll revamp this joint and make it into some terrific condos. So we walk in and he wanted my opinion or why would he have taken me there. So I drove in there.
It's not true.
So why did I go there? You said come and have a look at this, did you not?
Yeah, but I didn't need the sermon after it.
Hang on. If you took someone along to say, come and have a look at this, I presume you would want an unsolicited opinion about what you thought the potential was. Wouldn't you, Don? Would that be fair enough?
Yeah.
So we walk in, and as soon as we walk in, I thought, fuck, we'll have to spend some money here to make this a fucking goer. And it's got about 12 rooms. You couldn't swing a cat in any of them. And I thought, it's so dark and dingy. So anyhow, the Rockets said, no, look, there's some stairs here and there's an underground cellar there. And he said, look, really? We could do this and we could put a bathroom in here. So we walk out.
It must be a nice old building. What is an old Victorian?
It's a beautiful.
Three-story. With the cellar, it's three, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you why we didn't get it done. So it's a very good-looking building from the outside, the facade. So we walk in and I get back out under the footpath and the Rockets, you know, he's up and about. And I said, you mightn't want my opinion, but...
You want my opinion.
You'll want my opinion, I assume. I said, this is no good, Rocket. This is just how much money would you have to spend on that? Architect Ed must be a genius if he can turn. And the Rocket's face, his jaw dropped down onto his chest. He thought, fuck, there goes my highlight, the highlight of my life, and I've talked it down. Well, did he get the shits? He said, all right, well, I said, that's no good.
I got the shits because you said the same thing over
Sydney
and over again.
Is this on Sydney Road or out the back?
Yeah, Royal Sydney Parade. Road.
Royal Parade.
Well, that's
mate.
Sydney Road.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wow.
Directly opposite the uni.
Yeah. Directly opposite the Carlton Football Ground.
No, not that far.
Gee, well, it is generally opposite the Carlton Football Ground.
That's
Princess
very,
Park.
Very nice.
It's very nice, Don, until you walk into it. And the rocket, I said, no rocket, I don't think it's a goer. And he said, all right, well, you've said it once. I said, well, I'm just trying to clarify.
That bit's true.
Yeah, I'm just trying to clarify.
It's only $2 million.
It'll go for more than that.
Yeah, and it'll cost you $3 million to develop it.
That type of architecture, that's what I was disappointed when we went to the solicitors that day and looked at, you know, those modern edifices that are in Collins Street. That was the type of architecture that was around in Collins Street back in the old days. They should never have done what they've done to Flint. That is beautiful old building.
So if anyone wants to buy it,
$2 million.
I'm go for it because we're not buying it.
Oh yeah, Don would be buying it. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't.
Someone
no, I wouldn't
live in
this joint.
It's a good joint for somebody who wants to.
It's not a good joint for somebody who wants to what?
Just make it a home.
A home.
You are seriously you're there's something going on up at your joint. Those dogs have infected you with rabies or something. It's not a good joint.
Tell
mate.
Us about the tarot card reader.
It's not. I will.
Go on.
So the rocket takes this out of context. We go after we've been, and there's a hell of a letdown at the place in Parkville. He says, "Oh no, well I'm sorry." I said, "No, mate, I'll cheer you up. I'll take you to a place in Lygon Street to have some spaghetti marinara." It was very.
Don't
nice.
Say where.
What?
Don't say where.
Oh, why? Okay, Rocket.
No, because I want to say something else in a sec.
Okay. I'm not saying where we went to. I'm not sure why. So we go in and I said, incidentally, Rocket, I said, there's a tarot card place down here that sells crystals and shit and all that stuff. I said, and one day I came out here with Amanda. What?
I ordered the food and you got up and said, I'll be back in a minute. And I had to say, where did you go? And you went to say hello to your tarot card reader.
That is a complete lie. As we walked in, I said, there's a shop down there that I went into one day when I came out here with Amanda. I came out here and because we couldn't get in, we had to waste about half an hour. And I said, I walked into the bloody tarot card shop and I said, just as a joke, I said, is there someone in here? I might as well just get me tarot cards read. And there was a very charming woman called Maxine. And she...
What did she tell you?
I know that you can't see this. We're speaking to Don and he's just got up and walked outside to his car. I don't know why I'm explaining this now because he's not here to explain it to you because you know the story, Rocket, and I know the story and Don's left. It is extraordinary. Look at that man. How did we go with the production meeting?
He's gone to get the gloves.
How did we go with the production meeting?
Oh, mate, that was hilarious.
Well, I've got a whole lot of things here. We Come have on. Not got onto one of them. And you started off with all that shit about eating the pizza with the miner's lamp on.
Hilarious. So that couldn't have waited half an hour, Don.
Don, you've gone out to the car. I was explaining to you, man. I was explaining to you about the tarot cards. The rocket took it out of context. I said, yes, there's a tarot card shop there. And while I was filling in time, I walked in and when we sat down here the other day, I said, I'll go in and see if the woman's there because she actually was quite accurate with what she said about me. Doesn't matter what she said about me, but she was accurate. And I thought I'd go and say hello to her. And the rocket said, oh, no, I've gone in to buy crystals and get another tarot card reading. He just makes it up as he goes. He's trying to snow me, Don.
Why did she get right when you spoke to her?
What did she get right? Mm. Oh, well, that's a whole episode in itself.
Can we get her in?
We could actually. That's not a bad idea. Maxine's.
You're not serious.
Yeah, do all of our cards.
I'm not interested.
Why? Well, I was Don. That's a excellent point. I wasn't interested. I went in and I said, "What do you do?" I said. She said, "Well, I do tarot card reading." And I said, "Oh, yeah." And she said, "I can tell you're skeptical." I said, "I'm a bit skeptical of it."
Skeptical.
Yes, I was skeptical, Don.
So am I.
Good. Well, that's two of us that were sceptical.
What did she get right?
So anyhow, I said, well, anyhow, I'm up for it. And she said, all right. And I did say to her, now a rocket will say, oh, no, I know what the rocket's going to say. Yeah, I think it's important that the person who's going to give you a tarot card reading doesn't really know who you are, isn't it? Would that be reasonable to say? I mean,
we forgot to tell you in the production meeting, Don, to pay attention.
I am.
Yeah, so Don, you just walked out to the car. Now what's he doing? We've got to film this. He's just brought out a fan card of me and my Geelong jumper, taken in 1970.
And a pen too, I see. You want you to sign it.
You want me to sign it, do you? And you brought these little gloves in with the... Don, can I revert to the production meeting? You've gone off on five different tangents. I was telling you, are you interested in the tarot cards?
No.
You're not?
No.
Okay, give us your topics.
Yes? I'd like to know about, you're talking about yourself. Can you tell me about the time you were caught on candid camera? I heard a story. Were you caught on candid camera stopping in the middle of the country at a stop sign one day?
Yes, it was part of a Channel 9 production called it was a series they did on trying to spring people and them not knowing they're being filmed. What was it called?
Candid Camera?
No, it wasn't called Candid. That was Art Linkletter.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, well, that was not Art Linkletter.
Alan Funt.
Alan Funt was that one. Art Linkletter was People Are Funny. Art Linkletter.
Alan Funt.
It was. Alan he's right.
I thought you said you were silly. This was a bloke called Jay Lagaya.
Yes, that's right. I remember the show.
And he did a thing called... Oh, I should know the show.
I'll look it up.
And I was under the pretense of going out to... market some wine with my name on it out at Point Cook, which is in the middle of nowhere. My manager of the time, Greg Newmer, got me in the car. Unbeknownst to me, the car was all had cameras in it and hidden microphones. And so we drive out to Point Cook, and it's out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a dirt road, and we get to a dirt road where another dirt road crosses it, and there was a set of traffic lights there. And I said, what the fuck is this? This is all on, they had to beep it out. I said, what the fuck's this? I said, why is the traffic lights here on this dirt track? And they said, Greg playing the game because he's in it. He said, you can look this up on YouTube.
And surprise, it's called.
Surprise, surprise. Fucking, I said, what the fuck is that? And we stood there and Greg said, you better stop. On the red light, I said, stop in the red light. I said, you could see, for there was just out in the middle of the bush.
So what happened?
So I stood there, I sat there for 30 seconds, which is a hell of a long time.
With no and traffic I said, coming. No
there,
traffic.
No one has ever been down into that space. So I said, fuck it, Greg, I'm going through the red light. And Greg said, oh, I don't know if I do that. I said, you not fucking. So I got through the red light, and the next minute, a police helicopter came out of the sky and it landed in front of the car.
Oh, really? Oh,
you can look this up on YouTube. Landed in front of the car, and 12 coppers got out of the. And police cars came from everywhere. And I said, what the f-? The bloke said, you've just gone through a red light. And I said, so they couldn't put this in. I said, you're not wasting the fucking police's resources by flying an helicopter to tell me I've gone through. And the bloke said, settle down, Mr. Newman. I said, settle down. And Greg said, you could see this was getting out of hand. He said, settle down, Sam. I said, I said, seriously. Anyhow. This went on and on, and I said, so they said, we'll let you off this time. So the helicopter took off, and we drove on, and we go around a bush and a fucking, and there's another set of traffic lights.
Oh, really?
And Greg said, don't go through those again. I said, mate, I just drove straight through, and fucking sure enough, the helicopter. So I'm there, and I'm thinking, and anyhow, this Jay Lagaya gets out of the car, and he comes over. I didn't even know who Jake was. He came over, and he said, what?
Jay.
And he came over there. I told you I didn't. He came over, and he said, it's Jay Lagaya from Surprise, Surprise. I said, fucking surprise, surprise. I said, have you been surprised as well? I'm surprised. He said, no, this is a show. You're being filmed. I said, oh, fuck me. And the coppers all laughed. Oh, they weren't police, really. And it was the Channel 9 helicopter, and they'd really? Put police on the police side of it.
Okay. So you remember why that show stopped?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Why? Tell people without naming names.
No, I can tell my names. Murray Bingham who's the husband of
yeah, what's her name? She used to be one of the co-hosts of Joe Bailey.
Oh, Joe Bailey. Oh,
what's her name? I can see her.
Anyhow,
where is she?
No, I can see the girl. Hang on.
I know who you mean. They live at Torquay.
Yeah, that's right. He was part of the scam, and they were trying to surprise his wife.
Oh yes.
And they said that he'd been kidnapped, I think, or in a car, and suddenly the car came round a corner by
Nikki Buckley.
A lovely woman.
Heart of gold.
Came round the corner on two wheels. It had a stunt driver. Managed to balance it on two wheels, weaving down the road, and Nikki Buckley? Mm-hmm. Nikki's standing on the side, looking at this, at the husband being kidnapped, she thought, by a madman, and she went hysterical. She went actually berserk.
That's not why it stopped.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, what?
Somebody said something about another Channel 9 employee about how she got ahead in her career.
Oh,
pardon the pun.
Oh no! Did she? Oh,
and they had the it all went pear shaped within Channel 9 over the whole thing,
and they had another. Oh, I didn't know that. Should gee,
talking about
just a minute. This is why we should have production meetings. And the other and the final death knell of it was Fatty Vorton was meant to be playing in a golf tournament up at Shepparton, and they had laced the course with explosives. And they said, you've got to be careful, Fatty, when you're playing here. He said, because there's been some wartime inordinates
buried,
and you should be very careful if you hit your ball into the scrub. So Fatty's playing, and he hit a ball, and this was all set up, and his bloke he's playing golf with walked into the bushes, and there's a huge explosion, and the bloke went, ah! But Fatty said, shit, he said, fuck! And anyhow, So now this is not funny, but that was funny. But the reason that didn't go to air, because the day they were about to put it to air was the day of the Bali bombing. So obviously, making fun of people getting blown up. So that was the last episode that was meant to go to air.
Sounds like there was a few reasons it didn't go to head.
Yeah, there's a whole. But you can look up the one on. Not that you want to look it up for me, but if you just saw where this traffic light was, honestly, it was the most extraordinary. So
yeah, do you remember we were talking last week about a politician under the rug or something at the members at the MCG?
Yes, had a hand job.
Well, security. I led to believe the security cameras, not the television cameras, caught somebody up on the top deck of the Southern Stand in front of the Coke sign having sex.
When, Don?
It was on YouTube.
When, Don?
I don't know.
Last week or last year?
No, this is a few years ago. It was on YouTube and it was the security, security didn't
have
much to
do. Who was having sex? Do we know or not?
No, we don't know their names.
Just some punter. Didn't George Bush get caught doing something in a...
George Bush?
Yeah.
What, George the W. president?
Yeah. Years ago in his box at the baseball.
Ivan, can I tell you that our constant guest is a bloke called Paul, but Don thinks he looks like...
Because we do this in front of a live studio audience.
Don thinks he looks like Ivan Milat, so we call him Ivan. Ivan seems to know what we're talking about, Ivan. For the want of giving you your head and putting you on air... just tell us, microphone.
Didn't he, he was in Tokyo or something, and didn't he choke at a table, at a big ceremony, and he didn't like the food.
And he vomited into a beer.
Yeah, no, and he went different. Under the table.
That's different.
Is it?
It's just the same bloke, but a different event. Thanks, Ivan.
There we go.
you only said that just to get your head on, didn't you? People would know that you're here. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, Ivan.
Well, it's pretty close.
No. Thank you, Ivan. So, Don.
Yes.
I tell you, I've had to put up. I've had done the tarot card reading.
Can't find anything, Don.
I've done the tarot card reading. We've done the rocket getting annoyed at me not liking the house in Parkville. Me sitting with a minus lamp on, reading a pizza, reading the paper, eating a pizza.
We were just talking about you. We were just talking about the surprise skit with the when he had the traffic light. He had to stop in the middle of nowhere.
I just mentioned you just then. This is Greg Nevis just walked in for some other reason. It's no good getting him on to explain it because we've explained we just said that you drove me out there. I've just said it, yeah. And we got to a red light and the helicopter came out of the sky and you said I wouldn't go through the red light. I said, why the fuck wouldn't I? You bang, out they came.
Everybody's heard it. Yeah, right. He was there.
Yeah, he was there. So Don, give us your topic.
Well, one thing, I was driving in today. Why are caravans allowed to park on South Road at the bottom of the Brighton Public Golf Course? It looks like a gypsy. It reminds me of a gypsy camp in England or Ireland. If you could travel around England or Ireland, you see these caravans parked on the side of the road or just off the road. And I was informed, I said, what are all these? They're called travellers now. And it's a good term too, because I said, what are all these travellers doing? But they're gypsies. Now, why are caravans allowed to be parked on South Road?
How many are there?
There's trailers there as well. And there's no car in front of them. They're just parked there. Now, why are they allowed to do that on the side of the road?
You know, in America, you're allowed to sleep in the car park at Walmart overnight, as long as you're gone by the time they open.
Well, that's not a bad idea if you.
So why don't we do that for Bunnings? Because what it does is it takes advantage of the security cameras so people are safe. So people who sleep rough in their car are allowed to sleep in the car park at Walmart, the rule is they have to be gone by the time it opens. You can't just sit there
and go.
So why don't we do the same thing at Bunnings?
Good idea.
Oh, and they use all their facilities and toilets and amenities and ablution blocks. Yes, they do. That's what people dote on, restaurants and cafes and those people who camp out rough and then go and use all their...
It's also people who like do the Route 66 trip. You know that if you can make it to each of the Walmarts, that's where you can set up your caravan each time at night.
Yeah, that's right. And you're in buying stuff at Walmart and you can't go into the Kazi because all the itinerant people who are travelling across the country are using the toilets and showers and holding up the bathrooms. Now, Don.
What else on your list,
Don? It's a mundane subject, but you three gentlemen are bachelors as well. I was doing my washing the other day.
That's a bit rough.
What do you mean?
It's a bit fresh.
Well, do you do your own washing?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. I was bored and I was contemplating my washing.
A big pun, Don?
My washing.
You were
washing clothes. And
you were bored and you were contemplating your washing.
Yes, you go through the motion. And we talk about pollution and, the worry of the world.
Got some topics.
And I just thought that fast fashion, we all have fast fashion. You look around, it only lasts 12 months. It's not classic fashion. And how much of the lint actually goes down?
What?
Lint. Lint, comes off your clothes.
And out of your belly button. Do you ever get lint in your belly button, Don? After you've been wearing a singlet or a garment and you take your clothes off at the end of the day, you've got a whole collection of lint in your...
Why is that?
It must have magnets in your belly
button.
This is my
last show.
What?
This is my last show.
No, it's Don.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No, you can get... Actually, if you saved all the lint out of your belly button, you could make a doona out of it.
I know that.
Oh, well, don't... All right. Well, I'm just saying...
You don't have to explain it to me. I know exactly what you're talking about. So I'll
show you now.
This is it. I'm done. This is... Come on.
There you are. There's a bit of lint in my belly button now.
That's here.
Go on, look.
Oh, it is too. Look. Oh, my God.
Look.
Now you... Oh. Now you wash that.
Is that lint?
Fucking pig.
What's not pig? Your belly button. It sucks it in off your clothes.
Just leave it there until you get home.
Well, it's only fucking cotton.
And it's lint.
Sweaty and manky.
It's not sweaty and manky.
It is lint.
Look, now, Don, there it is.
Never happened once. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, you wash that down.
A big pun?
You wash that down the shower plug hole and it flows out to sea.
By lint?
Yes, but everybody's got it. And so what we're doing is polluting the sea. What about the poor fish out in the middle of Port Phillip Bay?
So there's 8 billion people in the...
Because our fabric or our clothing is fast fashion, made of polyesters and all the rest of it. Never happened in the old days when we had pure cotton singlets.
So you're seriously...
And woolen jumpers.
So you're seriously saying, Don...
That lint is a polluter.
You are contemplating your washing, you've decided that the lint that comes out of your washing machine and goes into the ocean...
is polluting the ocean.
So let's just extrapolate
it. Waterways.
So there's 8 billion people in the world.
Exactly.
And if they all take their lint out of their belly button every day...
Or from their washing.
All right. If you have lint out of 8 billion people a day, mind you, not a lot of people shower every day, and not a lot of people of the 8 billion have showers, do they?
They'd keep the lint out of their belly buttons, though, wouldn't they, when they change?
Do you reckon they sleep
in their same clothes?
Rocket, could I ask you a question? Do you reckon the production meeting was any point having it?
No.
Can I tell you the subjects I've got? And that we
Don's
haven't
got more. Where's your Don said he got heaps of topics.
Can I ask you this?
Can you believe that the fire brigade...
Oh, is this a topic? Or you just thought of this?
..have just got a pay increase?
And they're allowed...
They just had a few.
Beg your pardon?
They just had a couple.
They've had just had another one too.
And...
So since they've come in, Andrews has come... I think a deal must have been worked by Andrews when he came in...
With the Ambos and the firemen and the construction workers.
Everybody else is doing it tough, and I really did over the last lockdown... feel for people. He really did feel for people. There was no handouts from the government, and they're doing it pretty tough when you can't work. Yet these people who are employed, they're not out there working for themselves, get a pay rise. I cannot believe what is happening in Victoria.
Because they're the people that keep him in power, or keep the Labor government in this state in power, and it's a quid pro quo.
Do you think your deal
it's corruption, Donald. We just do it every week. It's
this
just
man.
A corrupt way of keeping in power for the government. Now, so we're
this
not allowed to
right.
go...
This is definitely
well,
right.
What about the fact that there was a game up in Sydney during the weekend? I think it was Collingwood's last game. Oh, Nathan Buckley's, who's a very nice man. We asked Nathan...
By the way, talking about Nathan Buckley...
mate, I think he might have been about to say the same thing.
Go on.
No, Don. The production meeting was about interrupting and covering a topic, and I just was about to do it, and bang, in you come. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Will someone do it?
We asked.
I've got great admiration for the way that Nathan Buckley handled himself over the past week.
We rang him and asked him to come on, and he was very, very, very polite. He was very gracious and said that he's just sick of talking and thank you very much and all the best to you and me. And so we did ask him to come on, and he replied and he was very gracious. So
well,
go on.
Again, that's a testament to his character.
Yes.
And I've got just great admiration
yes.
for the way that he handled himself but, in that last week, even on the day. But I am going to ask a question.
Yes.
Speak in the microphone, please.
How did his sons get to Sydney, and how did the president of Collingwood get to Sydney when we're in lockdown in Victoria?
And can't go more than 5K away from home.
25.
Oh, well, I think Sydney's 877K away.
We can't get away 25K.
Well, we don't know, but I tell you who I'll ask when I have coffee with him, my very dear and close friend, Gil McLaughlin.
I was going to ask about that. That's another topic I had under General. How's the coffee going? What? Nothing happening.
So that's the last time we sped, I said I was going to have coffee with my very good friend Gil McLaughlin. You went on a rant about coffee, where you buy it and how much it costs and where it comes from in Brazil. That's what I'm talking about. You just go off on a complete tangent on. So I haven't had coffee with Gil yet. I've got the phone on constantly waiting for the call, and I'm sure that when he rings, because he's a bit snowed under at the minute, but now that the COVID restrictions have been lifted, I'm sure I'll get a call directly, and I'll go down and I'll have a chat to him about that and a couple of other things.
By the way, Michael Warner's book.
Don, you're speaking over the top of the microphone.
The Boys Club. It's sold out in a number of... outlets.
Well, when I have
people have told me they've gone in to try and buy it, sold out.
When I have a coffee with my close friend, I will say to him, "Did he read it, and what did he make of it?" And you never know; he might want to come on refute or most of it. Do you think there'd be a chance that Gil McLaughlin would come on and speak to you and I? What chance do you reckon that'd be, Don? That'd be Winks odds.
I think there'd be a high chance.
Winks odds, they'd be, that he wouldn't.
I think it'd be a high chance.
And the Rocket could reacquaint himself with him. The Rocket and he used to be very, very close friends. Yeah, I'm not
Did they really?
I'm not sure why.
They showed an interest in polo, both of them?
Yeah, that's great.
Polo?
Yeah. We had a good team.
Polo.
Gil shows an interest in polo and the Rocket's got polio. So Don. Don.
Don, isn't that funny?
Yeah, no, he's that because he's not a sportsman, is what I meant.
Oh, bugger off.
Oh, what sport have you ever played, Rob?
Cricket.
And quoits.
He played cricket first.
Quoits, yeah.
Braybrook too.
Silly quince.
Speaking of handling yourself well, Don.
We've got no topics.
Don, a mate of mine had to move back home.
Had to move.
Things went a bit pear-shaped for him.
Who's your mate?
I went to school with him.
From Braybrook. Footscray Tech.
Yeah. And he broke up with his missus and stuff, so he had to go back home. So he had to sleep back in his childhood bed.
Oh, yes.
And when he had to...
jeez.
Say sorry.
Sorry.
When he had to...
I've got the phone on because we're going to speak to... we're going to preempt this. We're going to speak
Don't to... talk over him. He's trying to tell us a story.
I'm telling you why the phone's on. Because we're going to speak to Barry Hall.
Big Bad Bustling.
At 10 o'clock, which this time doesn't matter when
well,
you...
It's got nothing to do with his story.
We're going to
You talk to me about going
I'm
off
telling
in
you
a
why
tangent.
The phone was
so
on.
He had to go home, sleep in his old bed, right? And he wanted to perform... self-massage.
He wanted to give himself a wank.
And so he tried to be clever and put the headphones on so no one could hear.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
When he was watching a movie, right?
Yes.
But when he finished and took the headphones off...
You're not explaining this well.
Well, so people know what I'm saying.
So he was in there going to relieve himself, give himself...
Well, I realised...
Pull himself off, Don. Headphones on listening to some rock music because
It wasn't rock music.
Oh, well, it was some music music that made him aroused. And he thought, well, he was just got to the vinegar stroke and he thought, bang. And when he took the headphones off because he'd had his eyes just closed because he was enjoying the moment, he noticed that there was a cup of tea and a scone beside his bed. His mother had obviously come in, see him in the middle of pulling the top off it and wandered out just leaving the refreshments by the side table.
Thank you.
He thought, holy shit, he said, why didn't mum just tap me on the shoulder?
Why didn't she just walk out?
Yeah, why didn't she just walk out?
You have to leave the cup of tea.
He would have seen the blue-veined hooligan at its most angry, and she would have thought, shit,
you
that's
You blokes haven't been helping yourself to a bit of powder before I've come in here.
That's my boy. Now, Don.
The dumb dust.
Up the...
So, Don.
You too.
Don.
This is ridiculous.
What about lint?
Yeah, what about fucking lint?
That was a very good topic about lint.
I want to ask you this question.
Talking about pollution.
What happened 57 years ago to the day? No, I tell a lie, it was yesterday. 57 years ago to the day yesterday, what happened in this city?
First McDonald's store?
No. The Westgate...
Not bad.
Westgate Bridge came down?
That's not bad either. No, this is, you wouldn't get this, but...
What year was it?
1964. Because it's 57 years ago yesterday. And I was there. I'm not sure if you were there. And I went to this place and I couldn't hear a thing for an hour and a half.
I went to the... That is the first... I'll tell you who were better.
Tell us who we're talking about for a start.
No. Beatles. Well, let that just... Just let
yeah.
I
the
went,
Beatles.
Just shut up.
Oh,
I would like to go on Rockwiz. I would top everybody on Rockwiz when
taking
they
a while to answer this.
Brian Nankervis, when he asked the guests what was your first concert and what was your first LP, I would top them all by saying my first concert was at Festival Hall. The opening act was The Flies with Ronnie Burns. The second act was Sounds Incorporated, who were an instrumental group from England, who I thought were better than the main act, and the main act was The Beatles.
They're better than the main act, you
dumbass.
The Sounds Incorporated.
I was there too.
Were you?
Yeah, I was there.
Dumbass.
You absolute asshat.
Were you there?
Sounds Incorporated were better than the Beatles.
I thought so, yes.
Well, because you never heard a word the Beatles sang or said because everyone screamed. Now,
I thought they were a very, very good group, Sounds Incorporated.
So here's my... So the Ivan was there, I think, too. Were you there?
No, I knew the question.
Oh, you
know. I knew the answer.
So here's... What was the first hit the Beatles had?
And I think, Hold Your Hand?
I don't think it was.
I Love You, yeah,
you
should
know the answer if you ask some quiz questions.
I know the answer. I'm playing the game.
Okay. She Loves You.
Fucking... Knob jockey.
She Loves You.
No. Love Me Do. You said that. Love Me Do. Love,
yeah, that's right.
Love. And then I think the first song they played at Festival Hall from memory, and it's 57 years ago, was
that rock song, not by them?
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Was it? I thought it was that.
And what is the.
Helter Skelter.
Now, here's a song you won't get. And this is. I've researched this. What is the number one selling single the Beatles ever had?
Hey Jude.
That's correct, Don. How did you know that?
Because it's a great song.
Well, I would have put that about 10th.
Well, I think it's the first song that got a real audience participation.
Well,
they do. There's other iconic songs that a lot of people get up and sing. What's the bloke from Canada? Summer of 69.
Justin Trudeau.
Oh, you idiot. Brian. Brian.
Mannix.
Oh, Brian Mannix, come on. Oh.
Brian Ferry.
No, Brian Ferry's English. The Canadian.
Brian Cousins.
Brian, he's a rover for Geelong. Used to abuse him. Brian.
Now, anyhow,
Summer of 69. The audience get they really participate in that. And Hey Jude, I believe, was the first song where the audience really got involved.
Well, talk about...
Brian Adams.
Well done, Brian
I looked that up.
Yeah. Talk about audience participation. NBC, I've gone off the topics. I had a whole lot of sensible topics. NBC have just had to cancel a game show called Slip and Slide, being filmed at a resort, one of the Disney resorts, because there was an epidemic of explosive diarrhea during the filming of one of the episodes. Apparently the stuff in the water that makes you slide down the slides is well known for ingesting and getting into through your breathing it in, and gives you diarrhea. And there were 12 contestants that all shit themselves during the slide down the big slippery slopes, and there was poo everywhere, and they had to cancel. Do you think I'm making it up? Look it up. They had to cancel the whole show for a start. Slip and slide. They were sliding down.
This is like that. When those people in the strip club got COVID.
No, that's right. No, but you look this up. And they had...
What's it called? Slip and what?
Slip and slide. And but, Don, you'll love this word association. They went on undeterred.
Undeterred. Is that a play on words?
No, they didn't go on undeterred. They cancelled it.
That's true.
Read it out, please, Rocket. Go on. Go on.
No, you just told that's what you
said. No, but do you think I make these things up because I'm being grubby or something?
It's true. Don't worry about it. Move on.
So, slip and slide. There was explosive diarrhea. And then... the next item that came on after it was that scientists have now discovered, you can look this up too, that sperm will stay active and vibrant for 200 years on Mars. So if you ever go to Mars, Don, and you take the top off it, anyone visiting in the next 199 years will be able to have one of the Scott offspring by just going to the rock where you actually allowed it to explode from your body, and it'll still be active 199 years later, Don, if you ever go to Mars. I've got a feeling you've been
to
Mars.
Are there rocks on Mars, or you just get your rocks off on Mars?
I've got a feeling you've come from Mars, Don. You are a space cadet. So we've got...
Hang on, we've got more.
Of course we've got... We're going to break... Well, we're going to speak to Barry.
God,
Hall,
I had a lot of subjects to talk about.
Because I said I'd speak to him.
I've got cocaine. Okay, I wanted to talk about cocaine.
Okay, we will. We'll do another segment. Just wait.
We've got some new information.
Whether we should legalise cocaine.
We've got some new.
I would like to.
What? We've got some new information on Nycook Foods. Don, we're going to.
Oh, really?
We go for the. Press this and we're going to come back because we're going to speak to Barry Hall. Just
And also Fiona Burns wrote written in too with another quick fact.
All right, we're done?
Yeah.
We're back.
Just at this stage we are.
Well, lucky we had the production meeting.
Oh, fuck it.